That's me.
Fellow board member, Mr. Neal will be serving as the panel lead for your hearing. Thank you, sir.
Okay, good afternoon, sir. Would you state your full name and your ADC number for the record, please?
Jason Johnson, 279-058.
Thanks, sir. You're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency this afternoon in reference to your committee supervision revocation. I'm going to introduce the board members that will conduct your hearing at this time. To my left is the Honorable Louis Canonis. To my right is the Honorable Gail Rittenhouse. To her right is the Honorable Michael Johnson. My name is David Neal, and I'll be the hearing lead today. Also in the room, we have Mr. Westby from the Department of Corrections, and he'll also represent the parole office today. Prior to this hearing, you received a notification form advising you of this board hearing. Do you remember that form, sir?
Yes.
On that form, you're notified of your right to appear and speak on your own behalf or obtain a licensed attorney at your own expense. Did you hire an attorney, sir, or are you representing yourself today?
Representing yourself today.
Okay. At this time, I'm going to swear you and Mr. Westby in. So do you solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God, and do you so affirm?
Yes.
Your hearing will be conducted in two phases today, sir. In phase one, we will determine if the term and condition of your community supervision have been violated. And in phase two, we will determine whether your community supervision should be revoked or reinstated. So, I am going to read, for phase one, I'm going to read the three allegations that are on your warrant. After I read each one, I'm going to ask you whether it's true, false, or whether you wish to take the fifth and not say anything about it. That is because there is a, looks like a police report number at the bottom of the warrant indicating there might be some pending charges out there. These hearings are recorded and they're public information, so anything you say would be on a recording, and if there is a prosecution going on out there, they could get the tapes from this hearing and use them in a trial against you, okay? So you understand that, sir?
Yes.
All right, so I'm going to read the allegations now. Allegation number one is violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision number 5 as demonstrated by your engagement in assaulty behavior on or about February 25th, 2018 in South Comalik Village, Tohono O'odham Nation. Is that true, false, or do you wish to plead the fifth, sir?
False.
False?
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to go through the other two allegations, and then we'll work on the false ones. The allegation number two is violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision number 12A, as demonstrated by your contact with Jenny Johnson on or about February 25th, 2018. Is that true or false, sir?
That's true.
Okay. And then allegation number three is a violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision number 2 as demonstrated by your failure to follow the directive of your assigned parole officer by failing to report in for a face-to-face contact visit on or about March 14, 2018 as verbally or written directed on March 12, 2018. Your whereabouts were unknown, and thus you were an absconder from supervision. Is that true or false, sir?
That's false.
That's false?
Yes.
Okay, we're going to go, and we'll start with allegation number one, and Mr. Westby will give us some information.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. So what's false about that, sir?
I never was there, and I never received anything from the Tavlatin court.
Okay, but the allegation is that you had contact with Jenny Johnson. Did you have contact with Jenny Johnson?
Yes.
Okay.
I got her on the phone, on the telephone.
Okay, well now we're going to move on to allegation number three. Yes, allegation number three. Mr. Westy?
I heard from the police officer in
Thank you, sir. Okay, so Mr. Johnson, what's false about that one? Could you hold your head up when you're talking to us, please? Yeah, thank you.
The scouting, I was in the University Diamond Medical Center from March 13th. I was shot in my left eye, and I have no more use to it. And when I did get discharged, my whole face is shattered. I couldn't talk, I couldn't move. But as the weeks passed, I did have called my parole officer and let him know. And I told him on the date that I would come in was April 9th, and I did go in on that day. And that's when I was arrested. But then I have my paperwork right here that I was in the hospital from a gunshot wound. I didn't abscond. I told him as soon as I got my strength back.
Okay,
and
sir.
When I was able to call him, I did call him and tell him that where I was. And
sir.
I
sir.
Yes.
When did you go in the hospital?
March 13th.
March
15th? 13th.
13th?
Yes.
And when did you get out of the hospital?
March 17th.
March 17th? Okay. Well, you were out of the hospital before you were supposed to report to the... So you're supposed to report on the 14th, but in all of the follow-up information, it didn't say anything about you being in the hospital, indicating that your parole officer didn't know, but then you were given the date of March 26th to report in, and you didn't report on then, but you weren't in the hospital then. So why didn't you go on the 26th?
I couldn't lose. Everyone, my face was shattered, and I was in pain. I lost my left eye due to this accident. I couldn't do nothing for myself.
Okay, we're going to move this to phase two. Based on the admissions of Mr. Johnson and the information from Department of Corrections and the information in warrant 2018W0975, how would we find that Mr. Johnson was delinquent as he violated the terms and conditions of his supervision and that he may have lapsed or was about to lapse into criminal ways or company?
Second.
Motion made by myself, Mr. Neal, seconded by Mr. Johnson, Mr. Kanonis. Agreed upon by Mr. Johnson and agreed upon by Ms. Rittenhouse. Okay, sir, we're going to move into phase two at this time. Before we actually get started, Mr. Westby is going to give us some background information, so stay on the phone, and I'll get back with you in a couple of minutes, okay?
Okay.
Mr. Westby. Thank you, sir. Okay, Mr. Johnson, we're going to go over a brief summary of your case supervision. So you were approved to reside with your mother, Maxine Stevens, in, how do you say it, Cholik
village? Yes, Cholik.
From the Odom Nation. This is, however, on March 12, 2018, it was found that you had not been living at home since about January of 2018. You returned to your residence in March and subsequently left again on March 26, 2018, and you did not return, and you were eventually arrested. So why did you leave your mother's house?
We had gotten in an argument, and I just had left to my aunt's. And I was there for a while, for a couple of days.
Okay. All right. Did you have any employment while you were out?
Yes.
What were you doing?
Cattle work. I'm a ranch hand, and I work a lot of cattle and break horses.
Okay. Always commendable to have a job, and... as long as there's hungry people around this country, there's going to be cattle. So that's a good field. Okay, so you were assigned the Total Odom Behavioral Health for Substance Abuse Program. And on December 15th, 2017, you completed the intake for that program and for anger management. The last reported attendance was February 9th, 2018. Shows that November 24th, 2017, you were assigned a task, and it was a parole officer discretion for your UAs. And let's see, you did 1, 2, 3 saliva tests that were submitted. And you did a urine sample in January of 2018. And all the collected samples were negative for drugs or alcohol. So that's very good, sir. So you understand that those charges are... because you didn't show up in court, that there's a bench warrant for your arrest. So, irregardless of whether we decide to return you to community supervision or you're released on your regular date, you're going to have to deal with that bench warrant. So we can't assure you of any specific time that you'll actually leave Department of Corrections. But I'm going to go ahead and see if my fellow board members have any questions at this time. Any questions? No questions? Okay, sir, we're nearing the end of your hearing. We'll be going into discussion to make a determination in a couple of minutes, but we want to give you a chance to make a final statement before we do that. We ask that you don't repeat the information you've already given us, but if you think there's anything else we need to know before we make our decision, now is the time to tell us.
I mean, I understand the situation. I'm willing to finish out my time, but it's just the upscality that I don't understand. I mean, I'm willing to finish till June 23rd, but if you can, just take off the astounding, the 26 days, because I do have my paperwork and I ain't lying about being shot in the eye. And I just hope you guys can really grab that photo. And it's hard in here. Just I ain't getting no medical attention that I need from in here, and it's hard. It's kind of hard for me right now. And just please, that's it. Thank you.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you, sir. The board will be going into discussion to make a determination. We'll be talking amongst ourselves. We ask that you stay on the phone. You can listen to the conversation, but just remain silent while we're talking. And once we've made a determination, I'll get back with you. Okay, sir?
Okay.
All right, the board is now in discussion. Well, this is... It's definitely a... that's actually, in some ways, it's tragic, but it's unfortunate. But it seems that Mr. Johnson has a problem with anger management and following rules. And he seems to want to blame other things than the issue with his accident and his injuries. I can sympathize with him, but I think his parole officer would have sympathized also if he'd made phone contact, if he couldn't physically make the contact. But he just made no real efforts to keep in touch with his PO, and even the contact with his victim that he was not supposed to be around. He's trying to, kind of push it off on something else rather than the fact he was there and made that contact. So I don't see him as a good candidate for return to community supervision at this time, but I'm willing to listen to discussion from any of my fellow board members. Hear no discussion. So based on all the information, warrant number 2018W0975, the testimony of Mr. Johnson and the information from the Department of Corrections and in the warrant itself, I am going to move to revoke the community supervision of Mr. Johnson as he was delinquent, violated terms and conditions of supervision, and had lapsed, was about to lapse into criminal ways or company, specifically his 26 abscond days where we really don't know what he was doing, and the fact that he made direct contact with a victim from one of his offenses. And as my motion.
Second. Great.
Motion by myself, Mr. Neal, seconded by Mr. Quinones, agreed by Ms. Rittenhouse and Mr. Johnson. Okay, Mr. Johnson, we're going to voted to revoke your community supervision at this time. You will be released, or your term will be up on or about July 19, 2018. I'm not sure whether the Ota Odom bench warrant will have a hold on you or whether you'll just have to deal with it once you're released. But you can give us your CO3 and find out about any holds or anything. Between now and your release time, we suggest that you put together a plan so that you know where you're going to go and what you're going to do. And remember, in that domestic violence situation, even if you're finished with this term in jail, there's probably order of protection in place, some kind of court order saying you can't have contact with your victim. So make sure you pay close attention to what the rules are once you get out, or you'll be back in here and we might have to see you again. All right, you understand, sir? Pardon me?
The scouting?
Okay. I can't understand.
The scouting.
Okay, I can't understand what you're saying.
Instead of astounding, the astounding, do we still have it? The astounding. So what are you asking? Your parole has been revoked, sir.
Yeah, but, you know, like I said, I'm willing to finish out my time, but the astounding thing.
Okay, well, you're going to have to, your community supervision has been revoked. You're going to have to serve out the balance of your time. If you think that it's longer than you were supposed